I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. The way we get some of our entertainment is about to change, and it could go in very different directions from which we are accustomed, and it could include influence from the president. Paramount has made a hostile bid for Warner, this coming right after Netflix struck a deal. Warner owns CNN, TBS, HDTV, as well as HBO Max streaming. It could possibly be a so what for most of us, just another merger. Except, guess who is indirectly involved and presumably playing for power? Donald Trump. Let's go through it. The Warner Netflix deal amounts to $72 billion. The Paramount hostile bid, $77.9 billion. Paramount is going directly to the shareholders in its hostile bid. The players are interesting here. Paramount is run by David Ellison, son of Larry Ellison, Oracle co-founder and close ally of Donald Trump. Already the Ellison family is set up to play a major role in TikTok. Paramount has also said it has equity commitments from sovereign wealth funds in Saudi Arabia, Abu Dhabi, Qatar, and Affinity Partners, the private equity firm of Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. All of them are saying they would forego voting rights, which they claim will ease approval in Washington. So speaking of that, regulation. President Trump, in speaking to reporters before a Kennedy Center event, said the Netflix deal could be a problem.
Well, that's got to go through a process, and we'll see what happens. Netflix is a great company, and they've done a phenomenal job. Ted is a fantastic man. I have a lot of respect for him, but it's a lot of market share. So we'll have to see what happens.
And he says he will be part of the regulatory decision.
That's going to be for some economists to tell, and also, and I'll be involved in that decision.
In essence, saying he will have power to shut down the Netflix deal. Paramount has already warned Warner lawyers it believes the Netflix deal will not pass that regulatory muster. As for Netflix, if the deal goes through, it would put it in a very dominant role in Hollywood's entertainment industry. And the Wall Street Journal reports Warner actually says the Netflix deal is actually worth more than the $72 billion. Now, if Paramount wins this war, the Warner Studio and CNN would become part of the Ellison Empire, starting to connect the dots, giving Donald Trump and his family and a good number of Middle East corporations some control of CNN and the Warner Entertainment business. Trump is not stopping there. He's also criticized Paramount on social media for having Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene on 60 Minutes recently. He says CBS has become worse since Paramount took over. So he is endeavoring to gain input into Paramount while saying he could also veto the Netflix deal. Questions. Will Warner investors take into account the potential conflicts and presidential power issues, or will they take the money and run? Is it good for Larry Ellison and family to have so much control of the whole media pie? Would it be good for Netflix to have so much of that pie? Is it cool to have the Trump family involved so heavily in this business while he is president? And moreover, is it good to have Trump involved in these kinds of regulatory merger decisions while he's complaining about how formerly independent networks have operated? Should there be concern about how he will be involved in the programming operations there? Could he get the okay on 60 Minutes guests and only have people on who agree with him? Could he get reporters on CNN like Caitlin Collins fired for asking him tough questions? How much control will American society go in giving him or any president seeming absolute power through Congress and the Supreme Court? Is this truly dangerous, or is it fake news? What makes sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.